Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be back in your presence once again. I give glory to God for each and every one of you, and then I praise God for your comments and for your attendance as you have been listening to the podcasts that have been going forth, and I praise God, amen, that He is working miracles in your life, and He is continuing to encourage you even in this hour. Amen. Let's pray really quickly. My subject today is this is the time. This is the time. Amen. And this is our Wednesday word, and it's not going to be very lengthy, but it is intended, amen, to give you something to hold on to give you something to grasp as we are going through this season of chaos and pandemonium, amen, because the Lord is able to give us perfect peace even in the midst of it all, even when our neighbors and everything else around us is falling apart. The Lord can give us peace in our soul, amen. He is God Almighty, God all by Himself. He is our living hope. It is alive and well. And I mean, our hope is alive and well. God is the God over everything, our Creator, and most definitely, again, our living hope. I mean, this thing actually has legs and is walking. It is our living hope. It is alive, and it goes into the places that we need it the most, giving us hope when it seems as though hope is lost. For everyone else, the Lord keeps us hopeful. He keeps us blessed. He keeps us in provided for. He keeps us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on Him and recognize that He is God and we belong to Him. So there is no need that He will not provide for. As long as we rest in Him, as long as we hide under the shadow of His wings, the Lord is looking out for us. He's taken out care of us. Though Satan rages all around and may even be touching parts of your life, amen, the Lord is seeing you in the midst of that. You must believe that. He is right there, right now, Jehovah Shammah, taking care of every need, working behind the scenes, working it out. Even if you don't see it in this moment, that thing will break through into your circumstance, and you will see that the Lord was there all the time. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise that you are God, God all by yourself. There is no other. We look to you and to you alone. You are our Savior, our Deliverer. You are our present help in the time of trouble. There is no need that you do not see. Your eyes are constantly on us, making provision for us and making ways for us that we don't even see. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace toward us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us, Lord God, from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from any wickedness. Lord God, go down, look into our hearts and into our minds, and root out and burn up, Lord God, every root, every residue of evil, Lord God, that may be trying to linger, every trick of the devil that's trying to pull us away from you. Lord, we reject, Lord God, the devices of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of the Lord may come more and more alive in our lives, that our sight become keen and that our hearing be pristine before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we submit ourselves to your Spirit, recognizing that you, only you are our deliverer. And we thank you even right now, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for our deliverance, because we know that you are. You are our God, and we are yours. We give you glory, Lord God, because we are accepted in the beloved. We are elected by you. We are redeemed by you. We have every spiritual blessing in high places in Christ Jesus because of you, oh Lord, and we honor you today. We give you glory, and we give you praise. You are the true and the living, hallelujah, the only sovereign God. Oh Lord, all things are under your control, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh Lord, and we acknowledge all of that right now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. This is the time. Glory to God. This is the time, amen, that we should be praying without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. This is the time, amen, for us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Nothing that you do for God, even now, amen, in the midst of this pandemonium, in the midst of sheltering in place, in the midst of this coronavirus, in the midst of the plague of locusts that has taken place in Africa, the Lord is here, and he is ready to move, and he's making provision for those that are his own. Don't stop your works towards the Lord. Don't stop praying. The Lord hears your prayer, and he has an answer. He has a provision, and his arm is not too short, amen, to reach right where you are right now. And he said that if you would keep your mind in perfect peace, amen, and stayed on him, he would, if you keep your mind stayed on him, glory to God, he'll give you perfect peace. Remember, he is our redeemer. He's our salvation. He is our deliverer. The same way that the Lord delivered, amen, the Hebrews out of Egypt with his mighty hand, amen, with signs and wonders, the Lord will deliver you too. Even if all everything falls down to the ground all around you, the Lord will deliver you out. Hold on to his precepts. Hold on to his word. His word is a living word. It is alive and well, and it is moving. It is casting down, and it is bringing up. It is causing things, amen, to die, and it is causing things to come alive. There are some things that needed to die, amen. Our fleshly works, they needed to die. Our fleshly will, it needed to die. Our reliance on ourselves, it needed to die. But that reliance on Jesus, it needed to come alive. Our looking to the Lord, amen, it needed to come alive. Our looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, it needed to come alive. Submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. This is our Lord. Amen. And he has not forgotten us. This is the time to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Amen. On Sunday, amen, I preached, amen, for my pastor's church, Apostle Ingram. I preached, amen, on her line on Sunday, and I gave this word, and a portion of which was the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 6, and I'm going to leave these with you here, amen, as we end up this broadcast, and I'm going to break it down, amen, just as I did on Sunday. All right, so let's look at Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. That's the word we need right now. We need to remember to trust in him. Amen. This is the God of the universe, the creator of all things. He created you and everything you see all around you, every animal, every blade of grass. Amen. All these things. He gave man the creativity, amen, to build the buildings that you see. The handiwork that you see around you is because we serve a God that is creative. Amen. And he created us, and he gave us, amen, creativity so that we can build things, amen, to make life easier for us as we serve him. Amen. Those things are not supposed to we are not supposed to be serving those things. Those things are supposed to serve us, amen, to make things easier for us as we serve the Lord. Amen. I give glory to the creator of all things. Amen. We need to trust in him. He has all power. He is almighty. There is no entity anywhere, any place, at any time that has more power to God. Even Satan has to bow to his power. So the devil cannot do anything to you without the permission of God Almighty. And even then, the Lord's hand is upon you so that he cannot destroy you. But all you must do is look back, amen, to the guidebook that the Lord has given, amen, that living word, amen, and the same as Jesus did when he came out of the wilderness after having
fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the enemy tried to tempt him, amen, with several words. Remember, Jesus went back, amen, to the scriptures, that is written. Amen. And he let the devil know it is written, glory to God, in every word that he spoke. It is in here for your use as well. Amen. That is the word that you need to rely on, that I need to rely on, that we must rely on, the living word, because it is alive and it does damage to the kingdom of the enemy. He cannot stand up against the word of God. He cannot stand up against the true and the living Savior. He won't stand. So you must, glory to God, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding in all your ways, in all of your ways, not just some, not just a few, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Amen. I'm going to break this down a little bit for you so you fully understand this. Amen. Before I get off this broadcast. Amen. The word trust is batak in Hebrew, and it is to have confidence or be secure in the Lord with all your heart. Heart in Hebrew is lev, and it means mind, will, thoughts, your inclinations. Amen. Amen. It's so trust in the Lord, have confidence, be secure in the Lord in all of your mind and your will, your thoughts, your inclinations. Let all of it be subject to the Spirit of God, because he is all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all knowing, and he is omnipresent, meaning while he is here in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, he's also right there where you are. He's sees us collectively, and he sees us as individuals. He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Amen. And he has a plan for our deliverance and for our salvation. He has a plan, amen, to give us life, and that more abundantly. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said he came. He said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Your life matters to the Lord. It matters to the Lord. Your circumstance matters to the Lord. Your health matters to the Lord. Your children matter to the Lord. What you're going through in this hour, it matters to the Lord. Trust him. He'll work it out. Trust him with all of your heart. Glory to God. Amen. And the next portion of the scripture says, and lean not to your own understanding. Lean is the word sha'an, and it means rely. So don't rely on your own understanding. The word understanding is bina, and it means your own faculties or discernment. Don't rely on your own faculties, your own intellect, your own wits, or your own viewpoint. The Lord will show you the way. He will direct you in the way that you should go. Don't rely on your human and spirit of the Lord to move in this thing. This is something we've never been through. We've never seen as a global community. We need the Spirit of the Lord to lead us down this path, because we don't know the direction that we should go. And then, but the word lets us know that to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to lean not to our own understanding. Don't rely on your own wits. Be secure and confident in the Lord with all of your heart, with all your mind, with every thought, with all of your inclinations. Let them be inclined, amen, to trust God. Glory to God. Amen. And it continues, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge is yada, which means to know or to recognize. In this hour, God wants us to know him personally. He wants us to know him intimately. He wants us to be able to turn on a dime, even in tight spaces. Amen. He wants to be able to turn us in tight spaces. Glory to God. And this right here feels like a tight space. It feels like we're between a rock and a hard place. We need the Spirit of the Lord to direct us. We need him to show us. We need him to come see about us and get us out of here. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Glory to God, because he's going to do what he said. Every promise in the word is yes and amen. It is yes and so be it. Glory to God. And not a word that the Lord has spoken will fall to the ground without accomplishing that it was sent out to do. The Lord will do exactly what he said he would do. Glory to God. And he will not fail. He cannot still. God is faithful. Glory to God. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Glory to God. It is the mercies of God, the compassion of God Almighty that we've not been destroyed already. He loves us. He loves us. And he is making a way. He has made the way. Glory to God. And he is making you able to see the way that he's made for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is uncharted waters for us. But the Lord has a plan to give us safe passage. He's calling us higher into a deeper relationship with him. He wants to refine our hearing. Glory to God. He wants to refine our sight. He wants to give us understanding and instruction in the days ahead. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to his own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Pray without ceasing. This is our communication with the Lord. Prayer is the way that we express ourselves to the Creator. Amen. He told us to cast all of our cares, amen, unto him, because he cares for us. Give it all to Jesus. Give it all to him. Amen. And you will find, amen, in Ephesians 6 that prayer is also a weapon of warfare. And this is sure enough war. Glory to God. Pray, pray, and pray some more. Pray and listen for the voice of the Lord. Pray and listen for the direction of the Lord. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. He will direct you. He will. He promised he will. And God is not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. And be steadfast and unmovable. Be steadfast and unmovable. Stand and keep standing. Don't move to the left or the right. Glory to God. But go forward in the Lord. Go forward with your Savior. Go forward with the Deliverer. Glory to God. He knows the way. We don't know the way, but he knows the way. So with Jesus I stand, and with Jesus I go forward. Standing, and leaning and depending on him every step of the way. God bless you. Amen. This is the time to pray. This is the time to be steadfast. This is the time to trust in the Lord with all your heart. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen. Each and every one of you. Glory to God. Trust the Lord. Amen. He knows the way. He knows the path. Amen. And he has a provision just for you. Amen. That is custom designed for your situation. Amen. 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 Until next time, blessings.